But then along comes about 1,000+ years later, Noah comes on the scene. He's been a preacher of righteousness. He's been warning the people of coming judgment. And then Genesis 6, 7, and 8 unfold. Noah and the flood. Look at chapter 8 and verse 20. Chapter 8 and verse 20. And let's see what Noah does after the flood recedes. The flood waters have come down. The ground is now dry. Noah, his three boys, their four wives come out of the ark. He brings the animals out of the ark. And what did Noah do? First thing, verse 20. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. A blood sacrifice in honor of God's provision for them at that time. On an altar built by Noah with the clean animals. Just look back at chapter 7 just for a second. Verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all of thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. And of the fowls also of the air by sevens, and the male and the female, and to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. All the animals went in two by two except for the clean animals and the clean birds that were going to be offered for sacrifice. They went in by sevens. And when the ark's door is open, Noah steps out. The animals come out, and those that went in by sevens, the clean animals, the perfect, pure, unblemished, are taken. And they're offered on the altar in sacrifice. And this sacrifice that starts in the Garden of Eden, that system, that method of worship to God continues on. And the children of Israel are instructed. Go to Leviticus just for a second. That which starts in the Garden of Eden has a purpose. I want to trace it for a little bit. Sacrifice. Sin was established in the Garden of Eden. And then the provision for sin, sacrifice, was also established in the Garden of Eden. There are 27 chapters in the book of Leviticus. The first seven chapters are a system of sacrifice. Chapters 8, 9, 10, and 11, a standard for priests who would perform these sacrifices and the other forms of worship. Chapter 12 through 27, a system of worship in a tabernacle or thus a temple, applicable for the temples when they built the temples in Jerusalem, a permanent dwelling place. You see, a tabernacle was a transportable worship center they used in the wilderness, and they had indeed in Israel. It stayed at Shiloh. You may have pronounced it Shiloh, but in Hebrew it's pronounced Shiloh, for 350 years. And the Ark of the Covenant was moving around. By the way, it's interesting what the Ark was like, the Ark of the Covenant. You know what it had? Two cherubim. You know what it was guarding? The mercy seat. The mercy seat, which was life. The pattern set in the Garden of Eden. The mercy seat, under which the cabinet contained the tree of life. Oh, you know what that was, don't you? That was that almond staff that Moses had, that produced leaves. And so now you know what I think the tree of life is. The almond tree. The first tree to bear fruit in Israel. It's beautiful. You can ride through the mountains in northern Israel and see, it looks like a snow-covered mountain peak. All it is the blossoms of the almond tree before the nut comes forward. And that's no staff that was left in the Ark of the Covenant, guarded by the cherubim. Oh, there's connections to everything. But here we've got Leviticus, and he's going to lay up now the system of sacrifice. Those first seven chapters, here's what we're going to do. By the way, you know, this is a great study. You may not need to understand how to perform all of the sacrifices. Howbeit, we are going to see sacrifices in the temple at Jerusalem during the millennial kingdom, that thousand-year reign of Christ. Sacrifices will be restored. 45th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, if you don't believe it, read it later. There will be sacrifices that will take place during that millennial kingdom. But you want to know what you can learn from the book of Leviticus? The word holiness is used 87 times in the book of Leviticus. You want to understand the holiness of God? It's contained within the sacrificial system. It's contained within that system, the holiness of God. Study Leviticus. Woo, it'll blow you away. The holiness of God. Let me just point out a couple of things. We've got to keep hurrying along here. Look at verse 4. Chapter 1, you're supposed to know that. Just read my mind. Chapter 1, and then look at verse 14. And if the burnt sacrifice for his offering to the Lord be of fowls, then he shall bring his offering of the turtle doves and of the young pigeons, and the priest shall bring it unto the altar, and wring off his head, and burn it on the altar, and the blood thereof shall be wrung out of the side of the altar. And he shall pluck away all of his crop of his feathers, and cast it beside the altar on the east part by the place of the ashes. That's an interesting phrase, by the place of the ashes. And then go over to chapter 4 now, and verse 11. This is a deep study to study all this sacrificial activity, but I just want to point out a couple of things that will be applicable for what we're going to continue to study. And the skin of the bullock, and of his flesh, and of his head, and of his legs, and of his innards, and of his dung, every aspect of this bullock that has been offered, even the whole bullock shall he carry forth without the camp. There is a phrase used in the book of Leviticus 7 times. Without the camp means 3,000 feet, yes, and 2,000 cubits. 3,000 feet, a cubit 18 inches approximately, from here, your elbow to the tip of your finger. 3,000 feet, 2,000 cubits, are in essence a Sabbath day's journey. That's how far a Jew can travel on a Sabbath day, 3,000 feet, 2,000 cubits. You see, they were on the Mount of Olives. Remember in Acts 1, and they returned to Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. That's 3,000 feet from the temple to the peak of the Mount of Olives. And that's how far Joshua told the children of Israel to follow behind the Ark of the Covenant when the priest or the Levite stepped into the Jordan River. 3,000 feet. You can't get any closer than that. And so it was set up here, that standard of sacrifice in the book of Leviticus chapter 4, 3,000 feet away, before outside the camp can be established. And there's another phrase used 58 times in the book of Leviticus. It's before the Lord. That means to the east of the tabernacle or the temple. Why is that? Because the tabernacle's front door faced to the east, always, wherever it was. The temple's face to the east. Any temple that's built has to face to the east. You have, as you go into the complex, you have the altar just outside the entrance to the holy place, and then the holy place, and then the Holy of Holies. In the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Covenant, that only piece of furniture there, the cherubim and the glory of the Lord facing there. And the glory of the Lord faces to the east. That is before the Lord, used 58 times in Leviticus, and it's talking about whatever the Lord could see from the Ark of the Covenant and within his peripheral vision. I can see from here to here, looking to the east. Now, if that's to the east, let's just pretend it is. I think it is. Anyway, that's the east. That's before the Lord. So you're to take all the remains of this bull, his legs, his innards, his head, his dung, and you take it to the altar before the Lord, without the camp. And there you burn them. Burn them up. Look over here in chapter 4, verse 21. And he shall carry forth the bullock without the camp and burn him as he burned the first bullock. It is a sin offering for the congregation. And so this sacrificial system is set in place. God's provision now is going to become God's purification. And he's going to set that in motion. The book of Leviticus is probably 30 years before Numbers chapter 19. Go to Numbers 19. In Numbers 19, God says, okay, I've seen what's going on. I set this sacrificial system in motion. I gave all the truth to the Levites and the priests in the book of Leviticus. By the way, you know how they become a priest? A Jewish person who is a member of the tribe of Levi studies the book of Leviticus, starts at 2 years of age, and studies for 28 years until he's 30. He qualifies to be a priest at 30 years of age, having been taught Leviticus from his mother's knee from 2 years of age, then his father, then the priest, all the way to 30 years of age. 28 years of studying one book. They know it backwards and forwards, upside and down. They are knowledgeable of it.